diversify their standard of living, also supplement on their unreliable food relief, which is further anticipated to reduce to unspecified amount, has sent many South Sudanese refugees living in northern Uganda to initiate occupations. One refugee widow, Nyadeng Malith Rebecca, has taken the news of further reductions of food relief very serious. She says having 12 children she takes care of was major reason she left her camp for Adjumani town to start juice making business in Adjumani main market. I am at Nyadeng's business of approximately 150 Ugandan shillings or $45 capital in the noisy market. On the normal day, Nyadeng makes a profit of 5,000 shillings or $1.3, which she uses to complement her food relief. Such cash is important for a balanced diet of her family, and she says she's happy.
I'm the one alone. So when I wait food up to 1 month, nothing I can eat in the middle of there.
She says she cannot afford waiting on the food that takes ages to arrive, and that even if it arrives, it's usually far less than what her family would need. She says she has had moments when her family runs out of food completely. So, from such experiences, she thinks this small business is the only savior. The food relief accompanied by profit she gets on a good day is just enough to keep the widow's family well fed. And as the support from humanitarian agencies continue to dry out, refugees are encouraged to get involved in livelihood activities so as to be self-reliant, and many like Nyadeng have taken the message seriously. Adjumani main market has already registered 100 refugee business people, majorly of whom are women. According to the chairperson of the market, Swai Basiku, there is a good mix of both refugees and host population in the market.
These refugees are actually here amongst us. We work with them together. So when it comes to things like village saving loans, association groups, and other things, we do it collectively. We don't segregate against them. And when it comes to going for auctions, we even go together.
The 45-year-old Swaibu went on to say that the market has policy that treats all, whether refugee business people or nationals, equally. Every single day, over 50 refugees like Nyadeng are here in this market running their small businesses. He expects more and more refugees to occupy market stalls in the near future. Many refugees are expected to live surrounding refugee settlements of Palorinya, Palabek, and Pagirinya to enter towns of three neighboring districts of Moyo, Obongi, and Adjumani.